I live 7 blocks from the canal streetcar. On the walk over to my stop, I pass an old brick church, one of scores of sanctuaries in the city. First Grace Methodist Church has one thing on all the others, though. It's a real-life sanctuary to a man named Jose Torres.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Jose Torres. Soy líder del Congreso de Jornaleros.
Jose is a community leader with the Congress of Day Laborers, a group of immigrant workers and families who helped to rebuild the city after Hurricane Katrina. In November of 2017, Jose became the first New Orleanian to take sanctuary in a church to avoid deportation. I met Jose shortly after he moved into First Grace, and we sat around a table in one of the church's classrooms. Jose's English is really good, but his Spanish is poetic. So Rachel Tabor translated for me.
Hi, my name's Rachel Tabor. I'm an organizer at the Congress of Day Laborers.
As Jose began to tell his story, his eyes softened, and I could tell that this is a story many years in the making.
Soy padre de familia de dos niñas ciudadanas.
Well, I'm a dad. I'm a head of a family. I have two, little girls who were born here in the United States. My youngest, so she's 2 years old, and she was born prematurely. And because of that, she has a complicated seizure condition. They have those documents. Authorities are aware that she has this life-threatening medical condition, but it doesn't matter to them. Well, maybe it doesn't matter to them, but it matters to me because I'm her dad. This is my daughter. These are my girls. This is my life. Knowing that you have these beautiful little girls waiting for you at home is what inspires you to get up in the morning and go to work, to keep going no matter what it takes, to make sure your family is moving forward and doing well and is provided for. So I'm a person who has fought every day, day to day, to rebuild this city. We've sweated a lot. We've worked hard. We've invested too much to be told now that we can't remain in this city that we have rebuilt. When I came to the United States, I was only 18 years old. And I came fleeing from so much injustice, from rampant crime that is just ravaging the country I was born in. You can't move from city to city the way we do here, just easily, right? With the peace of mind that you'll return home safe. There, doing that would risk your life because of how much crime there is. Life is so fragile, right? You can die in an instant. So I decided I was going to survive. Arriving in the United States, I think of that river, the Rio Grande, and this river is a barrier. It's this barrier between two worlds. I can remember when I crossed that river seeing so many, shoes and clothes and t-shirts, strewn about and knowing that each one was one person's dream and not knowing whether they made it here or not.
Yo soy sobreviviente de tráfico humano. Sigo luchando porque... quiero mi día en corte.
I'm a survivor of human trafficking.
No lo he tenido, pero...
And what I'm fighting for is my day in court. I never had that chance. And so that's my fight. That's what I'm fighting for here in Sanctuary.
In light of the dangers that exist beyond the walls of First Grace, Jose's attitude is cautious, especially after he received word from the authorities about his case. Here's Rachel with an update.
We just received notice that they are not granting the stay at this time. But we have hope as he continues to fight his case, as we continue to organize and involve more people, that this movement can grow.
And this collaboration between Jose, Congreso, and the greater community helps to renew Jose's faith for the time being.
Seguimos en la lucha. Me siento bendecido por Dios.
So the fight continues. I have two lawyers who are supporting me. And it helps a lot knowing that I'm not alone, that so many people are supporting me. So I have hope that one day I will return to my family.
Y que nos miren como seres humanos.
We just want to be seen as human beings. And I think that our society has lost sight of that. We need to focus on, this fight that we all share.
In New Orleans, I'm Sarah Holtz.